Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
City a little sleepy this morning as we made our way down here following last night's festivities, the draft ending close to midnight, the first round of the draft ending close to midnight. It resumes tonight at 7 o'clock. And, of course, get to here early if you want to get in. Detroit set a record. We set the bar for the most people on the first day of the draft. And it is expected, well, we have a chance to break the record for day two and day three. But right now, as it stands, Scott Anderson, good day one. Good day one.
Great day one. Loved everything about it. You know, the day itself was beautiful. The sun was out. Maybe not as warm as you'd like, but it was warm enough. The crowd was electric. The city looked fantastic. The way that the footprint looked on TV was amazing. The crowds here where we're at Buffalo Wild Wings, the crowd was great. Everybody friendly, happy. It was awesome. And today, I mean, for a while, it's going to be even better because the temperatures are going to be warmer.
Yep.
It's just going to be beautiful.
It's Friday.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Friday, which helps, too.
I think last night was a bit of an S show in a good way. Tonight, I think, could be more of an S show, and I'm not sure in a good way.
Well,
but on a Friday, it was a beautiful S show last night.
Right. I think another issue tonight is it's supposed to rain. Rain could come in around 11 o'clock. So maybe towards the end of the draft for tonight, but rain could be coming in, and tomorrow it's supposed to be windy AF.
All right, so here's some of the feedback.
40-mile-an-hour winds.
Wow. Here's some of the feedback that's come in. It's not a stroller-type event. Don't do it. That's from an unnamed texter.
Oh.
Next text. Yes, there were strollers there. Everyone was accommodating. Just a friendly vibe in the whole place. Maybe due to legal marijuana, but whatever. Next text, Joe in Lincoln Park. I heard the corner ballpark is the place to go with kids. Kang, is that something you would consider with the girls?
I would consider anything kid-friendly, so yes.
Okay.
Well, that's a ways off the footprint, but yeah.
Unnamed texter, a stroller is perfect because everybody moves out of your way when you walk through a crowd with a stroller.
Everybody?
Yeah, not everybody. Yeah. Not everybody.
Do you have to have a kid in the stroller or just a stroller itself?
Oh, good God. If you're walking a stroller without a kid, you got problems. Yeah.
What if they're pushing me?
I've seen that.
Yeah, that's...
You're probably going to see
that
this weekend.
I was at your birthday party that one year.
Keep the genie in the bottle, my friend.
I was there that night.
Dad's having a rough night, girls.
May not have been Kang, but... saw somebody who he called wheelchair to this day.
And there's nothing wrong with his legs either. So
they're just not functioning right now.
What do we got next? Yes, by the fan experience, but not by the draft theater.
That's what
fan
I gather.
Down by the river. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stay away from the draft theater.
Yep. I was down for about 6 hours last night and saw countless strollers. No trouble navigating. Within the perimeter, but some of the sidewalks leading into the area require a little bit of extra attention with a stroller.
Well, keep this in mind, too. I don't know if it's most of the people, but at least half the people, I guess, are going to be within the NFL footprint. So, Kang, if your intention is not to enter that footprint and just be on the periphery, I think you'd be able to maneuver just fine.
I want to go in the footprint, though.
Well,
you can't always get what you want.
Is that a song?
He's fine. Sometimes you get what you need. Unnamed texter, seriously, bro. There were 270,000 people down there. Keep your kids at home. Maybe a sitter.
Well, the point is,
Kang's not going at night. You're going to go in the afternoon before the draft. I think that's a good call.
And I want it, my 5-year-old is, you know, she wants to see it, so that's the point too. Otherwise, yeah, I'd go by myself easy.
Ray in Sterling Heights says, I saw a few strollers, but we were down there at 11 a.m. yesterday. Lots of lines, great crowd, had a blast. Nick in Port Huron, there were tons of strollers, but I do not recommend going into the crowd by the stage once round two starts. People were jerks to parents with kids down there trying to get through. Unnamed texter, didn't see a stroller, but I saw a couple pulling a wagon, and everyone was courteous to them.
Oh, the wagon.
Yes, yes, yes. Multiple strollers and wagons with kids. In fact, at the draft stage area in the way back, closer to the ESPN studio. Strollers watching in that area, and there was a separate line to go through security if you had, and you had no way to get in.
Is the wagon more of a photo op than it is really a method of transportation?
No, wagon is useful.
Is it?
Yeah.
For long haul, or is it just like useful if you're going?
No, I came to really appreciate and like the wagon back in the day.
No, the wagon.
Yeah, I do have a wagon. It is useful for, you know, you can put a lot of stuff in there, snacks. If a kid falls asleep, two kids can fall asleep. It's definitely useful. I just don't know if it's, you know, inconvenient for other people.
One more. Saw one stroller. No, don't take your kids. Didn't see many kids under 6 or 7. So you've got a variety of feedback there, and I'm not sure it helped because
exactly.
you heard both in good and bad things.
I think if people realize that Kang's going earlier than later, like, you're going to clear out of there by, like, what, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, that's the goal.
Then I think you should be fine.
All right, so right now.
You have my endorsement, Kang, and that should mean a lot.
Yeah, because you're not going to be there. You don't care,
well,
right?
I do know, yeah, for years and years.
I care about you and your kids.
For years and years and years, I spent a lot of time asking Gator for his opinion on parenting.
Well, listen, if I approve it, I mean, I'm the one you guys are worried about because you guys think I hate kids.
No, we know you hate kids.
I wouldn't say we think. I wouldn't say we think you hate kids.
Yeah, we know.
Here's feedback coming in regarding our Twitter our Twitter poll. Love it, like it, don't like it, hate it. 73.9% love what the Lions did yesterday. 24.2 like it. 1.3 don't like it. 0.6 hate it. The Red Ranger writes in, if you don't love it, you don't know ball. From Mark, I like it a lot, just bummed they essentially only have 1.5 picks left in the draft. Can't count on 6th and 7th round guys to make the roster. Still need edge, wide receiver, and O-line. We'll need to scour camp for some cap casualties.
Yeah, I've never been as sold as they need the edge. I mean, if there was that guy that was there, go get him. You know, with Jared Verse, who was talking that yesterday, I'm like, go get him if you can. But I'm hoping that James Houston and Marcus Davenport will fill that void as much as they can. But the texter's right. Scour the waiver wire. Things are going to happen. You can still make trades at some point. And there's still free agents available too.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
From 4T1463, I love it, but there's that voice saying, would he fall to 29? Holmes knew what he wanted and got it. Love the kid. KC in Detroit says, in Brad, we trust. Matt writes in, I like the pick, but they almost have to trade back out of the second for a 3rd and a 4th or something like that now. I like Brad cooking in the draft, but he needs some picks to cook. That's kind of the downside. And I don't mean you don't make the trade, but it doesn't come without a cost. Like that cost is taking away from what I feel, Gator, is one of the great strengths of our GM, and that's finding gems in rounds other than the first.
Well, it is a great strength of him. You know what? Because it's been a strength in the three drafts he's had prior to last night, they built up that depth. Now's the time to go ahead and pounce on the high-end talent, which is what he did last night. You know, they're not a whole lot of room to make this roster at this point, right?
Yeah.
So anybody you're getting at this from tonight on are really depth pieces. I've looked at it before and like, wow, all seven rounds of players made the team. Wow, all seven rounds of players made the team again. Wow, all seven rounds of players made the team again. This isn't going to be the case this year.
No. Tony writes in, trading up is almost always bad. If Arnold is awesome, great, but chances are that he's fine, but with a lot of good players being available with the picks they gave away and the pick they had originally. So, Tony, yep, but the one good thing is that the Lions' needs are so much fewer than they've been in the past that I'm big on depth, and I'm huge on crushing it in the middle rounds to afford your high-end players. I kind of think their days of trading up might have ended yesterday, and there might be more of a trade back and get depth because, like the guy who said, they still need, what did he say? They still need offensive
edge,
tackle.
Offensive lineman and wide receiver.
He didn't even say defensive tackle. And I do feel like that could be a necessity. Now, deep down, they may believe Broderick Martin is going to be the solution if they lose Aleem McNeil.
Well, I mean, what do they have at defensive tackle? They have Broderick Martin. They have Aleem McNeil. They have John Kaminsky. They have Josh Pascal. They've got a lot on the defensive line. They got a lot invested on the defensive line, and they got versatile players that aren't just locked into being, oh, here's this 300-pound guy that you can't move. He's got to play in the middle. They like to have the versatility of players that can play inside and outside. I think they've done a really nice job of adding depth, and they'll continue to do so. Look, when we get into the players available, there are a bunch of players available to them by the end of this second round. I'm curious to see what the position run is going to be early in the second round. Is it going to be offensive side? Is it going to be defensive side? It looks like maybe you could see a couple of wide receivers come off the board early because of the trades that were made. But once that's done, are we going to see a run on defensive players?
Yeah, I think there's about...
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.